Welcome to today's Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Pete Cashmore from Mashable Martin once said, "Privacy is dead and social media holds the smoking gun." So, is privacy dead and is Facebook particularly to blame?
I think a lot depends on what we consider to be private. Facebook often is labelled as being the culprit, the person holding the smoking gun, as you say. But in reality, Facebook gives a huge amount of control over to users about what they share and what isn't shared.
Give me some examples of that. I'm sure both of us have had experiences where we've gone to seminars, we've taught people about social media, and one of the things they've said is, "Oh, it's full of paedophiles and people, you know, my details will be unsafe and I don't want people to know what I'm like and what I can do and what I'm up to."
Well, if we forget about the paedophiles, the rapists and the child killers for a moment, and focus more on the actual users of Facebook, the people like you and me, normal people, in quotes I say that, we actually can control what anybody can see. So we can choose whether people can see our timeline. Timeline's obviously a huge factor in all of this. It tells the story of our lives even before we joined Facebook. So we can change the settings so that only our friends can see certain posts. We can change the settings so that if our friends tag us in a photo, we have to approve that tag before it appears on our timeline. We can, even when we're sending out status updates, we can choose to hide that status update from specific people. So if you want to bitch and moan about a relative or someone like that, you can block them from seeing that status update.
Well, that's good news for my relatives. But people will say it's on the internet. And no matter whether it's on Facebook, whether you can mark things as private, that they're still there for people to get hold of if, you know, there's some wrong'uns out there.
Well, as we share more and more of our lives online, yes, there is going to be more content available for people to find out about us. But again, it's all about people taking responsibility for what they share and actually people being responsible for making sure they know and understand their settings. Google, for instance, recently made huge changes to their privacy policy, and they badgered people again and again and again. Every time you logged into Google, it said, "Do you know about these privacy changes? This is important. You need to know about it." Yeah, how many people actually went away and read about the privacy changes? Probably not that many.
Are you really saying that I should be doing that for all of Facebook's terms and conditions and every other social media network I'm on? Surely they're not really out there to try and rip me off or sell my details to spammers.
No, and this is the thing. People, they have to tread carefully. All of these services, Google, Facebook, whoever it is, has to tread very carefully, because all it will take is one major privacy disaster and the users will likely move en masse. It's a free service, people haven't paid and invested into it, so people can up sticks and go elsewhere. I think we're a long way off seeing that at the moment. And, you know, we see that the thin end of the wedge, services making changes and introducing, it's like a slow creep of what privacy changes they're going to introduce.
Another one of the questions that we get asked, Martin, and if you can answer this one briefly: people who want to set up business accounts on Facebook but they don't want to have a personal profile, is there a way around that?
Yeah, you can set up a business account. There are downsides to that. You don't necessarily get all the functionality you get from a normal Facebook account. But what I would say is just get a Facebook account. If you've got a business account and you're an administrator on that page, people can't see you unless you actually tick the box that says allow people to make the connection with me through the business page. So they are quite distinct entities on Facebook. But if you do want a Facebook business account, just go to facebook.com and underneath the green sign up button there is a create Facebook page. Choose that option.
Thanks, Martin. And if you'd like to have your say on the privacy settings on Facebook or any social media network, then go to our website, www.statussocial.co.uk.